Most prospects who are genuinely interested will be very clear about the arrangements they want to make with you. Some, however, will not be interested. That's okay. Don't take it personally. Do you buy everything you see in a store all the time? Of course not. You may not have what this person really has in mind. That's okay. Feel free to admit it as soon as you perceive that you do not have the proper solution for this customer. That will build tremendous credibility. If you have to bow out of the deal and you've done so honorably, then feel free to ask the prospect, based on what you've told him so far, if he would happen to know of anyone else who might be interested in this product, service, or opportunity. Ask him for the name and number and whether he'd be willing to give this new prospect a call in advance to tell him you'll be calling on him. There are others who get cold feet. Everything has been answered and the prospect really does want the product or service but can't seem to make a decision. This can be very frustrating for a salesperson who's put in a lot of work and energy up to this point. Be careful. Do not get impatient. If you try to pull the trigger too fast here, you could blow the whole thing. If you are faced with this dilemma, you might try this. Instead of asking the arrangement questions again, simply tell the prospect when, where, or how you will deliver. Notice his response. He may simply agree and go along with you, and then the deal is done. If he still hesitates, you can be a little bit pitbullish. A response that's worked for me has been a statement like, "Okay, it's up to you. Let me know what you want me to do to make this happen for you. I'm happy to do whatever you'd like me to do at this point. Is there one thing that needs to take place before we can begin this process?" Remember, if you've been a good retriever up till now, making arrangements will not be difficult. Ask the prospect if he can envision himself in the future with this product, service, or opportunity, what it would be like. Once he talks about it, then you can simply ask if it's okay to get started now. I would love to say that going through this cycle one time will guarantee you sales. That is not true. The steps can be a repetitive loop in which you continue to cycle with the customer. Selling is like dancing. The difference in sales is that the music never really stops. You can always come back and dance with that same partner again later if you need to. Be sure to always tell prospects about the services and support that you will be providing for them after the sale. Tell them that the sale is the beginning, not the end. Once the sale is made, the real work begins in terms of support, installation, application, and success. Never be afraid to ask, "How soon can we begin?" If you ask the same way every time, the customer will feel pressured, so ask in several different ways and at several different times. Remember that there is a point in time when the buyer considers the sale to be consummated. There will be a moment of euphoria in his mind, a time when he is proud of his innovative decision, or a time when he can actually visualize the benefits of what he is buying. That is the time to strike with the perfect question. Do you know anyone else who might be interested? This could be some time before signing an order or days or weeks after the deal is done, but almost never when the prospect is actually signing or concluding the sale. Regardless of what appears to be his frame of mind, there is always a point of fear, of indecision and possible second-guessing that happens at the moment of sale. Don't jam his space. Do not ask this question until he is in that settled and proud state of mind, or you could give him buyer's remorse. Time that question properly, though, and he will absolutely give you names. You will be on a roll, and you will never have to call anyone unannounced again.